This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2399, an excerpt from the book Pancakes for Roger by Susan Combs, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best articles I can find with permission from the authors, covering personal development or self-help, minimalism, anything I think will help you live a more meaningful life and add some good thoughts for you every day. Occasionally, I read book excerpts, and that's the case today, so with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Pancakes for Roger, by Susan Combs. My father, Roger Combs, was an amazing man. As a combat helicopter pilot, a judge, a two-star general, a leader in the community, a loving husband, the best dad ever, and my go-to person and role model, he touched a lot of lives. One of the best things about him, he always unfailingly and unflinchingly helped people when they needed it. He was good when no one was watching. On top of that, he was always willing to share life lessons with me. My dad had a lot of experience in being the kind of person I wanted to model myself after, and I loved the dad-isms he would share. After he passed away, I started thinking about the lessons he had passed down to me. There were so many, but a few of them stand out as especially impactful, and I'd love to share them with you in the hope that they impact your life the way they did mine. And I'll be honest, the world could use a lot more people like my dad. It could use a lot more kindness, love, and humor, all qualities he possessed in abundance. So perhaps by sharing some of his dad-isms with you, we can inch a little closer to that kind of world. I hope so. Number one, keeping things simple. One of my dad's greatest strengths was breaking complex ideas and processes down so that people could understand them. Can you imagine how powerful that ability is? How much connection it fosters between you and the person or people you are communicating with? I remember as a kid working on a project for Future Homemakers of America. As part of the project, I had to do some public speaking. And I was nervous. I had never been the book smart kid, so my dad was helping me. While we were working on the project, he said something I'll never forget. It's important to be understood, but it's more important not to be misunderstood. This seems like such a basic concept, but its implications are vast. To this day, I return to this wisdom almost weekly. It particularly comes into play with my expert witness work. When I started, my dad advised me to be careful not to make people feel stupid. Jargon and acronyms make people feel like they don't know what you're talking about. When I look at risk for a client, I always ask them to give me a layman's description of their business operations as if they were talking to their five-year-old nephew. No acronyms, no industry knowledge, just laying it all out in the simplest form. When it comes to work and life in general, trying to impress people with what you know is not nearly as important as being clear and kind. So keep it simple. You'll get a lot further with the people in your life if you do. Number two, drive the car. If you're a kid growing up in the Midwest, you get to drive, whether it's going down to turn the water on for the horses or using the tractor to put up hay. When it came time to learn formal highway driving, my dad would always say, drive the car. His point was simple. You can be the best driver in the world, but you have to think about the people around you and anticipate what they might do. Ultimately, no matter what happened, whether you got cut off in traffic or hit an animal or had any number of issues, your priority was always simple. Drive the car. Drive the car is a good metaphor for life and keeping things in perspective. If you get derailed in life, assess the situation and then get back to driving. Go back to the basics. What do you need to focus on to get going again? You might make the wrong decision, but you can learn from it. And those mishaps build your character and make you who you are today. Mistakes are part of everyone's story. Those are the bumps. You're going to hit them, but you just have to keep driving. And number three, be aware of the toes you're stepping on. The other dadism that really sticks out for me, be aware of the toes you step on today because they could be connected to the you have to kiss tomorrow. This was especially apropos for me because I always had a big personality, even as a kid. I'm outspoken and say what I think, which can get me into trouble sometimes. When my dad said this to me, it was his way of reminding me to know my audience and be appropriate. That advice can be hard for someone like me, but it's also important. Even if I don't say what I'm thinking, you'll see it on my face. If I don't like you, you pretty much know it just by how my face looks. That means from a young age, this saying has been a good reminder for me from time to time whenever I start to get a little bit too big for my britches. As you move through the world, stay humble and true. Remember your roots and where you're from. Humility is important even as you tap into your own capability. At the end of the day, it's about the delivery, about being strong and fierce while also maintaining credibility and humility. It's all about how you show up. These are just a few of the lessons that my dad shared that have stayed with me throughout my life. Keeping things simple, being resourceful, and staying both strong and humble are all powerful ways of showing up in the world. And yet, beyond even these lessons, there was a greater one that my dad taught me just by how he lived his life. He showed up for people. When they were in crisis or when they needed help, my dad was there. He was incredibly busy, but he always made time for them, and he always did whatever he could to lift them up and help them to keep going. That became perhaps the greatest lesson of all. You can't just sit there and complain about the hand you're dealt. To live a meaningful life, you have to show up over and over again. You have to show up for others, and you have to show up for yourself. If things aren't working for you, you have to change things. And if you see a fellow human being who is suffering, you have to step in. As many dadisms as he passed on to me in the end, that was Roger Combs' true legacy. He modeled a life well lived. He shared the lessons he had learned. And by doing so, he enriched my life beyond measure, just as he did for all the other people whose paths he crossed. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Pancakes for Roger by Susan Combs. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Susan. You can find more at pancakesforroger.com. For how many articles I've read to you on this show over the years, there haven't been many that covered showing up and the importance it can make when we both show up for others, but also ourselves. And really, my first definition of a true friend would be that, someone who would make an effort to show up whenever needed, because really time is the most that we can give someone. I also wanted to give a little more info about this book and how it came to be. So here's a little more info. In a world that can feel shaky and uncertain at times, one fact holds true: nobody gets anywhere alone. Susan Combs has learned that lesson many times over, and she's held on to the advice that has guided her on her journey, one that's taken her from a tiny town in Missouri to the hustle of New York City. She's faced immense grief and fostered immense growth, personally and professionally. Through it all, she leaned on guidance from mentors in her life. And one of those key mentors was her father, Roger. Though he passed away in 2018, his legacy lives on in Pancakes for Roger and beyond. As a portion of the proceeds from this book benefits the University of Missouri School of Law Veterans Clinic in his honor. In Pancakes for Roger, a series of quick, straightforward snapshots delivered with no fluff and a whole lot of heart, Susan offers lessons from Roger and others so that you can lean on them too as you set out to slay your own dragons. And again, you can find more about the book at pancakesforroger.com. I'll leave you with that. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.